This is Plant-Based Briefing, Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 1 by Dean Sherzai, MD, at thebraindocs.com. I'm Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And today's is a bit longer than that, so it's a two-parter. I'm going to read the first part today, and then part 2 will be tomorrow. And I'm pleased to have permission from the Brain Docs, Drs. Dean and Aisha Sherzai, to share their content. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 1, by Dean Sherzai, MD, at thebraindocs.com. The proliferation of online information in the digital age is a boon and a curse because of how prevalent misinformation has become. One of the most widespread brain health misbeliefs, rife across social media, is because the brain is primarily made up of fat, it stands to reason that it would thrive on a high-fat diet. There is a kernel of truth here. Our brains do indeed require fat, but there are many different types of fat, and not all variations grant the same health benefits. Let's investigate. How much of the brain is made up of fat? Set inside our skulls, the human brain is a marvel of complexity and functionality that's made up of around 60% lipids or fats in terms of dry weight. These fats serve a number of indispensable roles within the brain, including formation of the cell membranes and production of myelin, the fatty insulating sheath encircling nerve fibers. This insulation permits swift and efficient transmission of electrical impulses along nerve cells, facilitating everything from thought processes to coordination and sensory perception. One particular lipid, docosahexaenic acid, or DHA, holds special importance in this context. DHA is a type of omega-3 fatty acid and a primary structural component of the human brain. About 30% of the structural lipid in gray matter is DHA. It's integral to the health of neurons, the core communicators in our brains. DHA's presence is crucial to learning capabilities, memory retention, and overall brain health. What's the difference between brain fat and body fat? When we talk about our brain as being made of fat, it's important to note that this doesn't mean the brain contains fat stores, similar to other parts of our body. Unlike adipose tissue, which primarily serves as energy storage, the lipids in the brain are integral components of its cellular structure, vital for its complex communication networks. The brain doesn't have pockets of unused fat, as is the case for other parts of the body. Each lipid molecule has a role in the structure or function of the organ. Also, it should be noted that dietary fats can't cross the blood-brain barrier, an extensive membrane that regulates the passage of substances from the blood into the brain. Fats, proteins, and other large molecules can't freely cross this barrier, but glucose, amino acids, and certain other small molecules can, allowing them to nourish brain cells. Interestingly, the brain is capable of synthesizing all the lipids it needs, except for DHA. This fact highlights the importance of dietary DHA for brain health. Since the brain cannot produce DHA, and DHA cannot easily cross the blood-brain barrier, the body has to convert dietary DHA into a form that can be transported across the barrier to nourish the brain. So, to view our brain as a blob of fat that stands to gain from a high-fat diet is a gross oversimplification, and a potentially harmful idea to spread on social media. Such a reductionist perspective fails to account for the complexity of our brain structure, the role of different fats in brain health, and the way nutrients interact with our unique neurobiology. A more nuanced understanding can guide healthier dietary choices and support our brain's critical functions. Here's a summary of some myths and facts related to fats and brain health. Fact: the brain is made up of around 60% lipids or fats in dry weight. Myth: because the brain is primarily made up of fat, it thrives on a high-fat diet. Fact: the brain does require fat, but there are many different types of fat and not all variations grant the same benefits. Myth: the Mediterranean diet supports better cognitive function due to its inclusion of fish. And fact, a plant-based take on the Mediterranean diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and nuts, offers a healthy balance of polyunsaturated and saturated fats. Yes, the brain is primarily made up of fat. No, this doesn't mean all fats are good for brain health. Why saturated fats can harm the brain? Saturated fats, which are ubiquitous in foods like red meat, full-fat dairy, and plant-based sources such as coconut oil and palm oil, have been intensely scrutinized for their potential adverse effects on human health. They've been linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, a claim backed by decades of research. The Seven Countries Study by Ansel Keys, which started in the 1950s and followed subjects for over 25 years, was among the earliest to associate saturated fats with heart disease, providing the bedrock for subsequent research in the field. However, more recent research has started to delve into the potentially detrimental effects of saturated fats on brain health. A study published in Annals of Neurology in 2012 found that high intake of saturated fats may accelerate the progression of Alzheimer's disease. In this study, people who consumed the most saturated fat had 2 times the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared to those who ate the least. Why does high consumption of saturated fats contribute to cognitive decline? Because they increase the levels of low-density lipoprotein, or LDL cholesterol, in the blood. LDL, often referred to as bad cholesterol, has been implicated in both cardiovascular disease and stroke. Elevated LDL levels can increase the risk of small vessel disease, a condition characterized by damage to the blood vessels in the brain. This can eventually lead to cognitive deterioration and an increased risk of stroke and dementia. A diet high in saturated fats can also exacerbate inflammation and oxidative stress, an imbalance between the production of free radicals and the body's ability to counteract their harmful effects. Both inflammation and oxidative stress are predominant factors of the onset and progression of neurodegenerative diseases. This association provides another worrying link between saturated fats and brain health. Numerous epidemiological studies also hint at the connection between a diet rich in saturated fats and Alzheimer's disease. For instance, a study published in JAMA Neurology in 2003 found that a high intake of saturated fats doubled the risk of Alzheimer's disease in a group of 815 individuals aged 65 and older over a 4-year period. Therefore, it becomes clear that the excessive consumption of saturated fats could be detrimental not just to our cardiovascular health, but to our brains as well. Our understanding of the link between diet and brain health is continually evolving, but the evidence so far emphasizes the importance of managing saturated fat intake to protect our cognitive well-being. You just listened to Healthy Fats for the Brain, Myths, Science, and Diets, Part 1 by Dean Scherzi, MD, at thebraindocs.com. And I'm Marian Erickson, your host. Tune in tomorrow for the second half of this episode, where you'll hear why polyunsaturated fats can benefit brain health, which diets include healthy fats, and the dangers of diet and health misinformation. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.